This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is actually going to be in alphabetical order.
Oh.
Now, back to
Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
Now, O is not the first letter of the alphabet.
Neither is Schmidt.
No.
And I have a 2.5-year-old, and believe me, we sing the ABCs all the time, and neither O or Schmidt come in the beginning.
You're right in the throes of the can't swear in this house age.
No, and also, like, words like stupid and dumb and, like, other things that
Valentine's Day. Well, other cuss words like that.
She had a big Valentine's Day, my daughter, yesterday at school. She came home with a bunch of Valentines.
Uh-huh.
Many of which
have
been... I hope
you sat her down and told her that this is a bunch of crap.
Exactly. And literally, what she got is a bunch of crap. So, what happens is, and I don't want to go too far down this road,
sure,
but
you do.
As a parent of a 2-year-old, it's, we're going to have a Valentine party at the preschool. So now, the parents have to go out and buy crap so that you can each give the other students crap,
right,
so that these 2-year-olds can get a bunch of crap that they don't even really know what to do with. So my daughter gets all these Valentines, none of which were addressed by the kids, none of which have any personal meaning, and she goes through and she systematically is just ripping them in half because it's where she is right now in her developmental phase. So, yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for the crap that I can rip up and my dad can now pick this up off the floor.
I am I'm going to steal that line later on tonight. As soon as Christy puts dinner in front of me, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for the crap.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Funny is all the parents got the same Valentines,
sure,
from the Dollar Tree. And so you go to the Dollar Tree.
That is a strong
play. And you buy the cheapest crap,
yes,
you can get.
Yes.
Because society tells us that we have to give Valentines to 2-year-olds, none of whom know, A, what the day is, or B, what this crap is.
Man.
And so it becomes a parental rite of passage more than it is like an expression of love.
Life is tough
so
on them.
Stupid,
tough,
dude,
on them streets in Moraga.
Not that tough.
Anyway,
it's lame.
Here's what's on tap for
keep
the weekend.
It real.
Other than Dibs' huge Valentine's plans.
Yeah, big.
All brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. You
got couch shopping.
Celebrity game today. 4:00. It's coming up in an hour, Oakland Arena. Rising Stars game, Chase Center tonight at 6. Tomorrow, All-Star Practice, Oakland Arena, 11-2. And then right after that, the HBCU Classic at Oakland Arena at 2. All-Star Saturday night, Skills Challenge, 3-point contest, slam dunk contest, and all at Chase Center starting at 5. And then Sunday, of course, you got the All-Star game, Chase Center, 5:00. That's what's on tap for the weekend. Brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. We'll go back to the phones here in a sec. But
who are you most looking forward to seeing tonight at the Rising Stars games?
I, Yeah.
And I did that intentionally, not to embarrass you, and I wouldn't have known a name if I hadn't have pulled it up.
I'm not embarrassed at all, but...
Right. Name any non-warrior.
Dude, seriously.
Oh, God. Is Stephon Castle in the game?
Yeah.
There it is. That's
He's
my
on
guy.
Team C.
That's what, yeah. I'll go Team C. I like him.
Yeah.
Because he's in the dunk contest.
Yep.
And... I played him on Underdog the other night, and he had cashed in by halftime, and so I've been watching him a little bit lately. This is a good young player.
For sure.
I can't believe they didn't have to give him up in the De'Aaron Fox deal.
Yeah.
Holy crap. They should cut Chris Paul right now.
He's a good player.
They got Fox and Castle.
And he's on Mully's team, and I only know this because I had to pull up the rosters with Dalton Connect and TJD, and maybe the biggest I'm sorry rookie of the year for everybody out there who crushed this guy, including me, and I called him the Big Stiff from Purdue, Zach Edey. Zach Edey's turned out to be a good little pro.
He can play.
He can play, and everyone thought, oh, this Big Stiff, he'll never make it, and this and that, and he's averaging almost 10 and almost 8.
He's a 3-1 favorite to be the next guy Draymond punches, too, by the way.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, he's coming him a couple times, and yep. Zach is not, he's not taking the bait. And I guess that's my point of the Rising Stars Challenge, and Team D is the G League team with... Mac McClung. Don't miss Mac McClung playing alongside, and I'm not making this up, Dink Pate. Dink Pate.
Who are you?
Wait, who's he?
John Sally.
Who's he
Dink
play for?
Pate.
Who does he play for?
He plays for the Mexico City Capitans, which is where JTA plays. Juan Toscano Anderson's on that team.
Yeah, okay.
Dink Pate.
Sure. You can say it again if you want. It's fun.
John Sally.
Sure. All right.
Dink Pate.
Here's the thing, though.
Anyhow.
Never in the history of the Rising Stars game has anybody made popcorn and invited people over because it's the Rising Stars game.
Fair.
There's something else going on this weekend that I just, look, it's been sitting there. This isn't going to surprise anyone. We've talked about it to a certain degree. But it didn't really land in my gut until today. I woke up today, and it's All-Star Weekend. It's here, Chase Center, Thrive City, right? Goose probably got a sport code or something. People are handing out VIP tickets to each other. It's here. The party is here. And I was just like, I can't believe Steph's not doing anything. I can't believe it. I'm not mad at him. He's Steph. He can do whatever he wants. And I have no idea what it's like to go through the exhaustion of being Steph Curry. He looked exhausted in the game last night. I mean, he literally, in between plays, he's looking at the ground. And almost if I were to caption the photo, he's just like, you got to be kidding me. I am completely out of gas. And then the ball would get inbounded, and he'd be like, whoop, then he's flying around, and he'd shoot a three. And he nailed the three that really stopped the bleeding while Houston was making their run, and the Warriors win the game. He's incredible. He's Steph. I can't believe that the All-Star game is here, and he's not doing anything. I just can't believe it. And I want to define that because I know some people would be like, well, wait a minute, what's anything? Steph's probably like, check out my itinerary, bro. I am doing something. Splash belongs to him all weekend. He's probably got corporate sponsors and glad handing and all the things he's going to have to do all weekend long that are exhausting in his own right. Plus, he's playing in the game on Sunday. And he's got multiple injuries. He's carrying an entire franchise. He needs a break. I fully get all of it. But let me say it again. I'm not mad, but I can't believe it. I cannot believe that Chase Center has the All-Star game. There's a three-point competition that's going to go on tomorrow night, and Steph's not in it. I'm surprised, yep. And I'm disappointed that Steph Curry is not going to have a bigger visual impact on the weekend for fans.
I have a little bit of a conflicted viewpoint.
Okay.
Because if you look at the history of the three-point contest, what if I told you that he hasn't participated in the last three?
No, I know that.
Right. And even though he did the Sabrina and Steph head-to-head, and they wanted to run it back this year, but it fell through, and I get it.
How? Wait a minute. Can we spotlight that for a second?
It fell through, Mark.
Okay, that is fine. But then the next thing you said was, I get it. I don't.
Well, I get
it. I don't.
Well, if you're Steph.
I don't get it.
Well, if you're Sabrina, it really in like, okay, do you need to have a higher profile? Maybe a little bit, but the W is on the rise and Sabrina's a big deal and she's doing her thing in that 3-on-3 thing that shows up on my TV when we're doing our show. And it's like, I can't even tell you what the name of that is, but I look over and I watch it. It's kind of fun. It's a professional women's basketball 3-on-3, like mini league thing. So she's okay. Playing basketball.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
This game is here in Steph's arena. So it seems like a no-brainer that it would be, you know, Steph and Sabrina. And honestly, if I was Adam Silver and I had a giant mound of money, which
Hello?
He does, it would be Steph and Sabrina against Clay or Dame and Caitlin Clark.
You said that earlier.
Pay-per-view.
Like, that's brilliant.
Dude.
Did y'all hear what Dibs just said? Did y'all hear that? If you had tomorrow night Steph and Sabrina versus Clay and Caitlin,
yeah.
Tell me that would not be the complete headliner of the entire weekend.
Right. So, bigger than Mac McClung going for three?
So when we say, oh, they politely declined, let me ask again, what'd you offer them? Did you offer Caitlin, would you like a free trip to San Francisco? Or did you say, hey, Caitlin, here's 5 milli. Come be the headline of the whole damn, what they call global celebration of the game.
Yeah.
It would actually, hold on a second, get people to want to watch. And you're literally sitting here, having interviews. Adam Silver is doing interviews, admitting that last year's All-Star Weekend was an embarrassment. And this year, you're trying to fix it. And the first thing that you offered to fans was the host and the biggest name in the sport. And he's hosting a private party that you're not invited to.
Just outside the arena.
It's a bummer. Well, I'm bummed. I'm not mad. I'm bummed.
I am too. But at least there is one consolation in all this.
Sensation?
Dink Pate. Tonight.
Ka-ching! Well, no, there's another consolation. Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy will be broadcasting from the Amador Club from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on 95.7 The
Grandy
Game.
Grandy wore a sweater.
Grandy is so fancy this week. I don't even know how to talk to you right now.
Hey, shower every day.
Amador Club followed by your private Steph party that you were the only one who was invited to?
Man.
The hell got into you?
Yeah, I got another invite last night.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that.
He's hosting
coming
a
up
brunch
next.
Sunday.
I'm flooded. I can't make it to all these parties.
Perfect. Is there an omelet bar? What are we
probably
doing? I mean, all right. So it's
probably
80
crepes, it's, fancy crepes.
It's 85 cigar night, a party thrown by Chad Ochocinco and T.O. And yes, Grandy will be there. Other celebrities on hand include Dusty.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullen, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson, and Mark Grandy.
Wow.
Is brought to you by the celebrity Mark Grandy Pickleball Bash. For your tickets to this weekend's events, go to celebritypickleballbash.com or just call Grandy. He's the one who's got the access to everything. We're also sponsored by MB Jesse Painting. How's this grab you? That Steph's not doing anything this weekend. And I know a lot of people think he will. He's going to surprise everybody. And maybe he will, but even if he does that, that's a miss by the NBA. And I'll tell you why. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Shot clock at 9 to Curry. Curry backs up, guarded by Jeff Green. Curry, dribble drive, stops, fakes to Draymond, back to Curry, pump fake, takes a dribble, takes a three. Good! A relocation three for Curry, and the lead is pushed to 7. Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Great call.
If you could have gotten Tim Roy to tell Dibs that his picks stink, that would actually be the funniest one yet.
Man.
Randy?
Oh, have I got a gift for you?
Ooh. No.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
I mean...
Why am I hearing this for the first time today?
Why am I hearing this at all? A man who I've known for the better part of 30 years, a man that I've looked up to, and we've had many, you might get broken up here, many conversations. And honestly, if I was to give out a Valentine on this day, he would be among Well, I don't give him out, but he'd be the one.
Well, don't.
Not anymore.
Don't surprise. Don't.
I lost you.
Yeah, don't surround yourself with yes people, Dibs. He's simply talking facts. Your playoff record was?
I'm coming off of a win.
I didn't ask what happened in the last game. What was your playoff record?
I can't even remember, Mark.
You know exactly what it was.
I'm going to give you the Mark McGuire in front of Congress and say, no, I'm not here to talk about the past. 3-10, Mark. I was 3-10.
3-10.
Or for those of you, 10-3.
What would be one word to describe 3-10?
I will channel Lo Neal and say ferocious.
No, that's one word. Another one would be stinks.
Well, I mean, You don't know what stinks until you have a 2.5-year-old. And then we can talk about what stinks.
Yeah, I've been there. But anyway.
Not recently.
That was exciting. This just came across my feed. I want to make sure that I mention this. Because Steph Curry and his lovely wife, Aisha, they celebrated Valentine's Day together.
Of course.
By going out. And stopping by East Oakland Pride, along with NBA Cares. And so they're starting NBA All-Star Weekend by going out to an event with a bunch of kids, a charity event, and stopping by and high-fiving and taking pictures and doing all the things that Steph Curry always does. So it's not like Steph is taking today and just being like, I'm asleep. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm tired. I'm asleep. I don't want to be involved in this. So Steph is still being Steph. They're being themselves. That's wonderful. I'm not mad. I still can't believe it. I cannot believe that the NBA All-Star Game is here and that we are not getting anything on television in terms of basketball from Steph Curry other than the game itself, which, by the way, we don't even know what that looks like.
The game itself? There is no the game itself.
Right. It's the games themselves.
Right.
It's multiple games. For those of you who don't know, you've got four teams. One of them is going to be the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge. And then outside of that, you have these teams that were drafted by Shaq and Chuck and Kenny. I happen to believe that they were told who to draft because I think you can see by looking at the rosters who's going to play each other in the finals. And it's going to be Shaq's team versus Chuck's team, partially because it's Shaq and Chuck. And that way you'll get trash talk between the two big fellas. And you're going to get the old guys versus some of the younger guys. Wemby is on one team. Shai Gilgeous is on one team. Durant, Steph, and LeBron are on the other team. So I don't know that it's going to play out that way. That'd be my guess. But the two winners of the first two rounds will play each other. First to 40 wins. That's it. They're not asking you to score 200 points like they did before.
Right.
40 points, off the court you go. And this is with a full roster where there will be like plenty of subs and all of these things.
It's 8-on-8, I think.
Right, so how much Steph are we going to get at NBA All-Star Weekend in San Francisco? It feels like we're tracking toward very little.
Yeah, not enough.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
It's a bummer, and it made me think about a bigger issue and, you know, weigh in 888-957-9570 if you want, but I was thinking about it earlier today as we were doing our text thread about the idea of, if you don't care, why should we? And the idea of that in sports, like the NFL regular season, they care because it literally could be life or death. And, you know, the Niners blew three games this year. And if they wouldn't have blown those three, they might have been a playoff team. And who knows? And so the NFL doesn't have this problem. The Pro Bowl, if you don't care, why should we? They did away with it. The NBA, the regular season in general, if you don't care a lot, why do we care? And that's why I think ratings are down from where they once were. And I'm thinking about my beloved PGA Tour and all the problems they're having this year with slow play and reduced fields and, you know, players who are maybe not that motivated to play every event. And when you do play and you're T41, you're tied for 41st and you make $618,000, it's like, cool. And fans aren't really watching because outside the majors, the golfers don't care. So I'm thinking about sports in general, Mark. Like, the more that we have so many options as a consumer,
sure.
If you tell me that you don't really care about it, why would you expect us to care about it? And I think that this weekend is a little bit like that, where LeBron's not doing the dunk. He never has. Steph's not doing the three. He's done it 7 times. So I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire, although it's a game in your backyard.
Just surprised.
I mean,
I'm so surprised.
Even the NBA All-Star game itself, if you go back to Rick Barry, and there's a good article in The Athletic today from Dan Brown, it's a great article about when Rick Barry won the All-Star game MVP in a game that was at the Cow Palace. And Dan had a great quote in the piece, and he said, "Who guarded that day?" And Rick said, "Didn't matter." Because Rick went for, I think, 38, and he was the MVP. But it was a game where both teams were actually playing basketball.
Yeah, if you asked an NBA All-Star today, who guarded you, the answer is the same every year.
Right.
No one.
Nobody.
Yeah,
right.
No one.
Maybe Jim Harbaugh. Nobody.
Right. Nobody.
So that's kind of where I'm landing this weekend, Mark, is the idea of, if you don't care, then why should I? And I love it, and I'll watch everything, and I'll watch the All-Star game and stuff because it's here. But as a general sports fan, more and more it feels to me like sports are telling you that less and less of their things, of their product, is that important to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, and I think it's a byproduct sometimes of something that there's really nothing anybody can do about. I mean, I guess somebody could do something about like an 8:45 p.m. tip in Dallas followed by another game the next night in Houston. That's right. What Steve Kerr was upset about. And Steve has every right to talk about that and say, boy, this is disadvantageous and I wish it wasn't that way. And he can have a point, and then so can we. And the point is that I just think that the NBA fan right now is overwhelmed by that message that you're saying right now. The message being we don't want to play. We don't want to play. We don't want to do the extra stuff. We don't want to dunk. We don't want to shoot. We largely don't want to play. I mean, you go into last night where every single team who played was on a back-to-back. Do you know? And boy, the Warriors deserve a real high five for this. Did you look up and down the lineups last night? Do you know that Kyrie with his 42? Do you know what he did last night for an encore?
What, 38?
No, a collared shirt. He watched. Do you know that Klay didn't play last night?
Wow.
Andrew Wiggins didn't play last night. And that's after getting 5 days off because he was traded. Bam Adebayo didn't play last night.
Man.
You watched what the Rockets did. Like the Rockets, we didn't even bring this up. How was Şengün in the second half last night? Oh, how was Jalen Green in the second half last night? Oh, look.
Yeah.
They didn't play, nope. And they're all like 23 years old. It's the oddest thing. There's no great answer. It's been talked out. We're not throwing anything brand new at you, but it's hitting a little bit different because the flipping All-Star game is down the street. And like, if you had asked me 3 months ago, will Steph Curry be in the three-point contest at Chase? I'd have been like, of course he will be. What are we doing here? Why did this even come here? If you're like, there's only two guys who still, and I know if you're an NBA head, you're like, no, Mark, Giannis and like Wemby, sure. There's two dudes who still drive the league. They are the names, they are the ratings drivers, they are the dudes. And it's actually a concern because one of them's 40 and the other one's about to be 37 years old. And it's very, very reminiscent of what is happening on the PGA Tour where they're still jamming Tiger Woods down your throat when he literally has no ability to win a tournament, potentially no ability to even be at a tournament.
Right.
And they're still like, Tiger Woods! It's like,
but okay. Even beyond that, like Scottie Scheffler last year had one of the best years in the history of the tour, and this year he's just now making his first appearance, and nobody cares until you get to Augusta.
Right.
Even golf heads like you and me.
No doubt. But I just, like, I look at it, and it's so surprising to me when you've got ratings drivers like that and an NBA who is coming to your arena. And it's not even like LeBron. Like, for me, Steph is one of one in this conversation because LeBron has worn three or four different jerseys, depending on how you look at it. But this is Steph's house. This is his home. This is his franchise. This is the jersey that he made famous. This is all of those things. If I were Adam Silver, I head straight to Atherton 6 months ago, and I sit down and I go, what do you need?
Yep.
And I don't care what the answer is, you got it. Do you need $1 billion? Fine.
Wow.
Like, what do you need to make sure that we don't have the embarrassment of coming off of a gross All-Star game the year before, heading to Chase Center and not having you there?
Steph said that he went to the NBA offices over the summer not to talk to Adam Silver about All-Star, but they ended up doing it.
Yeah.
And they ran down options, and they ultimately agreed that this new format for the All-Star game specifically is something worth trying.
Okay, no. And
I don't know exactly what the rest of the conversation entailed.
That's a little different than the three-point contest or whatever, and I hear you on that. And I heard Adam Silver throw this out, and I'm intrigued by it because a lot of people go, well, what's the fix? And I'm like, I don't know. What the hell is going to fix this? Do you think that the American players versus the world would get them to play hard? Even just a little bit?
Yes.
Giannis,
yes.
Jokic, Wemby, LeBron, Steph.
KD.
KD.
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever. Like, obviously, there's a bunch of them. You know, like, would that get it going? And if it would, let's do it.
More so.
Let's go. Let's do this. You know what I mean?
I do think that this format this year is more likely to make them play harder because it's a game to 40. So you only have to play hard for, I mean, a game to 40, even if you play defense, it's probably 15 minutes of actual basketball time, right? Because a normal NBA quarter would be 34 to 30, let's just say, in a first quarter. So it's going to be a little bit more than one quarter of basketball. So I do think you cut to the chase faster. And yeah, I think that this format's going to be a little bit better as far as competition goes. But even to your point, let's say that Steph and his team, they come out and they come out cold and they get knocked out and they lose 40 to 26. That's it, Steph. Steph plays 12 minutes of All-Star basketball and you're gone and LeBron's gone and KD's gone and that's it, night-night?
That would be, by the way, if that happens,
that would be bad for business.
They're putting that team up against the Rising Stars winner. So if that happened, that would be shocking. I don't even believe they would let that happen. But
well,
if the Rising Stars,
yeah,
but if the Rising Stars beat Steph, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James, then yeah, we got a real problem.
You may have no answer for Dink Pate.
That's possible,
and you have to be ready for that.
Like, did you guys see what Chris Haynes reported earlier this morning?
No, what did he say?
He reported that the league and players' union are going to meet on Sunday with the players themselves of the All-Star game prior to the game to, quote, highly stress the importance of competing for fans and for the business.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah. So, like, it's going to look different because they got embarrassed last year. So I get that. It's going to look different. How much different? I don't know. And actually, even as we sit here and throw out our idea, you know, U.S. against the world,
yep.
I don't know if there's enough world players yet to do this. You know, I mentioned Wemby and Giannis and Jokic, and you can start running around and you can find others. You can find a Siakam and a Lauri Markkanen and all that, but like those are not even guys who, right now, you're extending a completely different All-Star team for guys who didn't make the All-Star team. Like, you've got All-Star, like, you make the All-Star, there's contractual aspect to this, there's pride, there's all of that, and 90% of it is American players. So I don't know if that's a perfect answer either, but man, I don't know. This for me is not even actually though about the game. It's about competing and about this new format. Like, of course I'll check it out, and maybe it'll look better this year. It certainly can't look any worse. But if Adam Silver did sit down with Steph Curry to talk about All-Star Weekend, and the only subject was the format of the game itself, and at no point did Adam say, hey, what on earth can we do? What yacht can we have show up at your house in order to get you to the three-point contest on Saturday night? Then that's a complete miss. I am still blown away that he's not in that event. I don't understand at all. That's just, yeah, it's wild to me.
I agree.
Not mad at him, disappointed, but I'm just shocked more than anything else.
Just two things on that. One, he has participated in the second most three-point shootouts in the history of the contest. Second only to Craig Hodges.
Yeah.
Craig Hodges has done 8. Steph has done 7. So if I'm Steph, I'm thinking at it like, I've done my bit. I've done it for you. I mean, I've been there year in and year out. And yes, it's at home for him, and it makes sense that he would do it. And it makes sense that he would try to get, you know, a fourth title and all that. I'm totally with you. But if I'm Steph and I'm looking at it in terms of LeBron never has done the dunk, and I've done seven of these, and you can't get LBJ to do one dunk contest. So I don't think Steph owes the league. I do agree with you about the idea that it's his game. It's his shot. Like, he made the three-pointer what it is, and the game is in his backyard. So, yeah, that makes sense. And the other piece of it is, you talked about the U.S. versus the internationals, and I'm just looking at the rosters. We forget about Gilgeous Alexander,
sure.
Canada, Pascal Siakam,
I mentioned him.
Cameroon,
yep.
Shengun is an all-star.
Okay.
He's not from here. Carl Anthony Towns is, if he feels Canadian, no, he's from Piscataway, New Jersey, which yeah. might as well be another country, but I do think that we're closer to what you're talking about, an international team. You could put together a clean, like, six or seven
well,
of
Jimmy,
the 24.
Jimmy Butler's from Amsterdam.
No
we
doubt.
Found that
yep.
out this week,
score
so
that.
That's exciting.
Not an all-star, but yeah. And Kyrie Irving is from outer space, if you believe what
that's
he says
true.
About the Earth.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I do think we're closer. I just was thinking about, like, the all-star game this year and how many all-stars you could actually put together for an international team.
You're probably still a little bit short,
yep.
but then again, you know, you figure something out. You got to figure something out. And maybe this will be it. Maybe this will look better.
Yep.
This to me is a little bit more about Steph Curry, and I'm just, I don't know, man. I woke up today and I'm like, I can't believe that it went this way. Even, you know, Steiny and Goo on Wednesday were out there and they're like, there might still be something with Steph. And then by the time we woke up yesterday, it's like, no, it's not going to be anything with Steph. And I know a lot of people are like, ooh, he's going to surprise everybody and come out there. Well, if the NBA does that, that's dumb. That is not the way you promote something. Because you know what you run the risk of? Nobody's here to see your surprise. Like, you need to promote something. And I wonder right now if they're a little short on, and I'm just talking about the TV product. I think that the parties are all going to be great. I think that, if you've been over to Thrive City and seen all this, like, it's all set up and fancy and ready to go. But if I'm just going to be at home for the weekend and I want to watch this on TV, what's the thing where you're like, set your clock, make sure you're there for blank? I mean, it would be Steph Curry shooting the basketball.
Yeah.
That'd be the thing tomorrow. And so if he surprises everybody, nobody's going to be there to see it because they don't think it's coming. Dre in Oakland on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Dre. Thanks for calling.
What's going on, fellas? I appreciate you taking my call. When I heard you guys talking about this, it's there's something as a sports fan, there's a passion that comes out, you know, in this topic, because I think, you know, me being part of the problem, I'm going to watch basketball regardless. But, you know, ratings are dropping and the general fan is saying, no, I'm tuning out. And the emotion behind it is basically, you know, there should be a third seat at that table of these talks and negotiations. And there's only two. There's the players and then there's the owners. And it's like a chef talking about what should we cook without asking the person who's going to eat, you know, what they like. And, you know, there's that raw emotion that's like the fan feels left out. How many times have you heard players tell fans they don't know what they're talking about? You don't know basketball. We don't listen to you. I mean, the fans are being outright disrespected. And it really burns me up. And, you know, I should tune out, right? But I love basketball too much. And no, if Steph, even, I argue this. You say Steph doesn't know. Yes, he does, just like every other player. And I love Steph Curry. They all owe it to the fans. So we've asked them too much what they think. We've asked them, how many have you been in? You know, are you tired? Nobody cares. I mean, and I'm saying this, you know, with the love for the game, the fan has been left out of the table. There's a third seat that's empty. So I don't care what they come up with two people talking, ask the fan what they want. And that was put together with, like, the fan vote of the All-Star game. You're not asking the fan. They're being outright disrespected And it's been like that for years, and it's felt like that for years.
Yeah, and Dre, thank you for the call. And that's one of those where I don't believe anybody can be wrong. If that's how you have been made to feel as a fan, as a customer, then what do we learn? What's the first thing we learn in retail? The customer is always...
right.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, Dre, you're right. If that's how you feel, then to me that's worth... So I don't think the players should be asking the fans' opinion necessarily, but bottom line is if you're disenfranchising your customers, then you lose.
Right. And if it happens long enough, then and ratings fall far enough and revenue dips, then they'll make changes.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're also sponsored by Frontier Ford. We are 20 minutes away from the key word for the last knockout spot.
Mm.
Okay, so you got to stay right where you are, okay, so that you can win that last spot. Here comes your last chance. We'll also continue to take your calls, 888-957-9570. And then, did you hear what Kevin Durant said about returning to the Bay? Yeah, we're going to need to hear this and talk about this a little bit. It's next on Willard and Dips.
Kachemski dribbles on Nate Williams. Stops on the logo. Waits for Butler. He'll pop out on the left wing. Waits for Draymond. Screen set. Butler over to Kachemski. Pump fake. Dribbles in. Finds Draymond. Top of the key three. It's good! Draymond Green! He hits a clutch three in Clutch City.
Stand on it. Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, thank you, Day-Day. That three-pointer made us laugh last night because that was when the energy in the room was starting to get real, real stressful.
I got a little nervous,
It was stressful.
Yeah.
Blazers are making their move. The Warriors are getting in that mode they get into where they're like having a hard time finding a good shot. And the ball like flies around the circle. And then there's Draymond. And you're looking at each other. You're like, really, dog? Swish.
Draymond!
I mean, Tim Roy captured it perfectly, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, you can hear him changing his voice. He's just like, really? This is what we're doing right now?
Kachemski dribbles on Nate Williams. Stops on the logo. Waits for Butler. He'll pop out on the left wing. Waits for Draymond. Screen set. Butler over to Kachemski. Palm fake. Dribbles in. Finds Draymond. Top of the key three. It's good! Draymond Green! He hits a clutch three in Clutch City.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was also open on the wing, and Pods chose to throw to Draymond, and that's where we're like, oh, dude, like, what? What are we doing? And then he nailed it.
Yeah.
So, big
stand
shot.
On it.
Yeah, you did.
It was the easier pass. He would have had to, like, hook pass it.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now.
A little bit behind him.
NBA.com, and so he threw it to Draymond, who was open. Didn't mean that Draymond had to shoot it, but I'm looking at it right now, and as Draymond catches it, there's about... carry the two. 17 feet of open space.
Correct.
And they're up six, 50 seconds left, and you got 9 on the clock. So he could have held it and waited for a better shot, but it's Draymond. And
it was a dagger.
It's a catch and shoot.
It ended the game.
If you make this shot, you win.
Yep.
If you miss, you probably maybe still win, but if he misses it, you're up six. They have the ball with 45 left. Now it's a little dicey.
Yeah, if they
you
go down and hit
it,
a
you're
three.
You're up nine.
Yep.
You make it, you're up nine with 45, and it's, you know, put the hands together night.
It was kind of like that, the quick aside, I don't know if you've all seen the video of what was going on with the Eagles when they were up 27-0, and they threw deep to Devontae Smith into the end zone. It was the one play drive. I think the Chiefs went for it on fourth down, didn't get it, and the Eagles had the ball right around the 40. I swear to you, I promise. I said this right then and there. I'm like, they're going to huck it deep on the first play, because it was just is one of those things where you're like, there's no reason not to. And so if you watched, and I think it's NFL Films or someone's got all these guys mic'd up on the sideline, and there's Sirianni talking with Kellen Moore, the now head coach of the New Orleans Saints, offensive coordinator for the Eagles. And Sirianni says to him, like, they're trying to talk to each other. Do we call the play? Do we call the play? And they're like, why not? And Sirianni goes, if we hit this, the game's over. And if we don't, it's okay.
Right.
So it's the same kind of thing. By the way, if you do get a chance to go watch that conversation, not only that is cool, but you should watch Saquon Barkley on the highlight of the play because it's a play action fake. You're up 27-0, and sure, the other team's probably like, oh, they're going to try to take some clock. Play action fake to Barkley. He goes left to do just a quick chip block, and Jalen Hurts cocks the arm to throw it. And right as he's about to release it, Barkley goes out to the left flat, and he just puts his arms up and starts running to the sideline. It was very a la when Steph starts running down to the other end of the court before right. the ball's even gone in. Saquon was like, hey, Jalen hadn't even thrown it yet, and he's already like, touchdown. And he was right, and that game was out of reach.
Over.
It was already out of reach. But
yeah, anyway. Mostly. But, I mean, the game was out of reach early, and yet, and I said it to supper, my lovely wife, and she's like, they're getting dominated. I said, yes, but it's 7-0. And at that point where, like, Philly was, you got nothing, and we're foop, 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 and he throws the pick, and it's like, oh, no, this is a classic, like, Kansas City, you're getting beat,
freaking
but
Chiefs.
Mahomes is going to boop, boop, boop late in the game, and then, you know, Kansas City never had that chance to rally. But to your point, last night, and I just watched the clip again, Draymond gets it. He's got all the room. And right when he lets it go, he knows it's in. And he kind of leaves the hand up there. And when it goes through, you see Steph like...
Ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also it brought home my take it to the bank prediction, which was over 24 for Draymond. Without that... He doesn't get there because Draymond wound up, Draymond wound up with 13, 8, and 4, a total of 25.
Perfect.
So that triple got me over the hump.
And of course, I wanted to send some positive vibes to Buddy Hield and say that he would hit at least three threes. And he hit, zero.
No, I thought you said he would hit the basket three times on threes. And I believe that all four of his threes,
Thank you. No air balls.
So, yeah, green check mark. I thought what you said was he's going to hit the hoop on three threes.
Dude, is Buddy Hield going to go into this three-point contest and just miss them all? I know, Grandy, right? Did you see the look on Grandy's face when I just asked that? He's just like, I don't know.
Well, I think what would be... typical of Buddy is he's going to go out there and be white hot.
He'll win it. Yeah.
Well, and he's won it before.
Yeah. Everyone will be like, oh, so the problem is that there's people defending you in the actual games. I get it now.
Yeah.
Also interested in seeing how Draymond and Moses Moody perform in the skills competition.
Yes.
That has possibility of getting funny.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt that has possibilities of getting funny. I just saw this. This is kind of one of the things I'm getting at, and then we'll play this Kevin Durant thing. You guys got to hear it. I was just scrolling through Twitter, the Clippers official Twitter feed. It just sent out a big picture of one of their players, kind of looking dramatic and holding a ball in one of his hands, and just kind of looking off into space like that stargazing look. And the tweet reads, "Who's ready to see Norman Powell in the three-point contest?" I'm thinking to myself, like, no one. No one.
Could have been a Jim Harbaugh for you right there.
Look at this. Look at this. Like, this is what I'm getting at. And this is what I've been harping on baseball about for years. You all need better script writers. You are in entertainment. You need to find a way to go, what is our audience thinking? And then let's go there. Where are they and what are they thinking? Are they on TikTok and they're hungry? Great. Let's make a Nick Bosa omelet. Like, where are you and what are you thinking? And I just think the NBA, like, I get it. They got a new format and everything, but... They are on the lam right now, man. They are coming out guns a-blazing for All-Star Weekend, and I don't know if they've fully got a grasp on where their fan base is and what are they thinking. Because one thing I know, they are not thinking, you know what, I'd like to see Norman Powell this weekend with no defense. That's not what we're thinking.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know, man.
You got Jalen Brunson, and you've got Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, and Tyler Hero.
I do those like
are,
those guys.
Those are all good.
And like, Dame, right? Dame is in it.
And Buddy. And, and wannabe Buddy. Warrior Cam Johnson. So we all of our Warrior trade machine dreamers, dude, we can get our Cam Johnson on.
If Cam wins
Grandy's
this
shaking
thing.
His head
I
back
know.
There.
Grandy, with all your access this week, are you going to see Cam Johnson? Are you two having a cigar together tonight or what?
I don't know if he got invited.
Oh, wow.
Kapow! Bingo!
Kaboom!
Yeah, kaboom! That's what it is. Kaboom! Yeah.
Kaboom.
It's pretty good.
That was
yeah. Dame is the favorite at 3-1.
I should have made him my plus one.
Yeah, plus 300. Your second choice to win?
Yes.
Is Forever Warrior Buddy Hield. He's your second favorite.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, have the odds makers not been watching the Warriors?
No. He'll do well. Yeah. He'll do well.
Then his Garland, problem is Norman Powell is the fourth choice.
Okay, great.
Your long shot is Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, Cade's a scorer more than he's a 3-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Cade's a hell of a player. Good God.
Amazing
a
player.
Hell of a player. But
and that's the Kuminga draft class, right?
Yeah,
Cade
Buddy,
Cunningham.
Yeah. And Wagner and those guys. Yeah. I bet Buddy will do well. Buddy do well. He just doesn't do well when you're playing a game and there's other people out there.
Just a quick aside on that draft class, because I was doing the Googleage yesterday or the day before about like Kuminga and what's he going to be paid and all the rest of it. And I looked at his draft class and Jalen Green, when he signed in his draft class, I believe he got 3 years and $100 million. Like a pretty,
it
was a pretty meager extension, and Jalen Green is much, much better than Kuminga.
Well, he's ahead of him, yes.
Well,
yes.
He's on a team that's better than the Warriors, and he's more important to that team, and he scores more.
Jalen Green got 3 for 105.
105, yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right, so 30, what is that, 34? 35.
Yep. 35. Okay. And that was, you know, when he was eligible like Kuminga was, and so now Kuminga's been hurt, and I don't think that he's getting 3 and 105.
I don't either.
I think it's maybe 3 and 85.
That sounds about right.
Or, you know,
I don't think it goes more than 3 and 90. That's the lid.
For sure. Yeah.
That's the lid, I think. I think right now, Jonathan, if you offer, he would be smart if the Warriors offered him a 30-year to take it right now.
Right.
I don't know that he can even get
if
that.
If I'm the Warriors, I'm more interested in 4 and 100, which would be 25 a year and, you know, smaller numbers over a longer period. And if you're Kuminga, you might want 3 and 90 over 4 and 100. I don't know, but
maybe.
Just saw that. I saw the Jalen Green contract yesterday, and I thought,
He's so young, he could sign for 4 years, and he'll still be 26 when the thing's over.
Kuminga,
exactly. So I think
Jalen Green's the same. I
think he'll take the money. I think that you offer him more money, I think he'll take it. Like 3 and 75, 4 and 100, I think he would take 4 and 100. Okay, first off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.